use this one right here, David. All right. Y'all got stuck with me again. Y'all drew the short straw. I tried to pawn it off on Dylan, Connor, and Ben. They all said no. Andrew pretended like he was going to say yes and then said no, so y'all are stuck with me. All right, if you have your Bibles tonight, we're going to look in 2 Peter chapter 1. Y'all stand when we read. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained the like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and through Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these things ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For these things be in you and abound, that they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he has purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. We're going to go over the great Christian virtues, and we're going to look at what virtues are we lacking, or what virtues have we lost sight of as Christians. Nathan, you want to open us in prayer? Seated. All right, what we're going over tonight, what we're going to look at, is nothing new to anybody in this room. I believe everybody in here is Christians. We all profess to be Christians, but we need to sometimes look at what we believe and what we possess as a Christian. So we're going to go over the great Christian virtues one by one. We're not going to go in depth because it would take far too long, but it's something that it'll give you a little nugget where you can go back and look up each one of these virtues and check yourself out. So the way I have it broken down here, if we look in verse number 5, and it says, and add to your faith virtue. So what is virtue? What is the definition of the word virtue? Anybody? Does anybody know what virtue is? So what? Purity. It's your behaviors, your moral standards. It's your purity. So as a virtuous Christian, how virtue do others see us out in the world? We're going to look at Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8. And it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. There's going to be things that as Christians that we have to think on. It's not just a matter of walking the aisle and going through the motions and then leaving the same way that you are. As Christians, we got to have a virtuous walk about us. We got to have a virtuous way about us. The second one after virtue is to add to your virtue knowledge. Knowledge is an awareness or to be familiar with something. You can have knowledge of an issue or of a topic. You can have knowledge of something, but it doesn't make you knowledgeable. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How do we grow in grace and in knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? It's by studying the Word of God. That's something that we have to do. You can normally tell somebody that has lip service and not life service because they don't know what the Word of God says. That's something that we have to apply ourselves and do. Just because as Christians we profess to know God and we have the gift of salvation don't mean the Bible's automatically just dumped in our heart. We have to study it. We have to familiarize ourselves with it in order for us to get what God wants us to have. If we leave it on the nightstand or leave it on the table, never touch it, we're not going to gain any knowledge. That's going to be on us. You may be saved, but you may be the dumbest Christian there is because you don't know what's in the Bible. I'm guilty of it too. Whenever I said we're going to look at what we're lacking or what we're failing to do as Christians, that's applying to me. That's applying to every one of us, because I grant you, nobody in this building right now is perfect. But if you're going to grow in grace and knowledge of God, we have to apply ourselves, just like we do in everything. And I find it real easy for me to apply myself in any other aspect. You tell me, you ask me what deer's going to what camera right now, I can tell you because I've applied it. It's that time of year. You ask me anything about my job, I can tell you about it because I applied myself to it. And that goes for any one of us in this building. You ask me a Bible question, I may have to be like, I'm going to have to look that one up because I haven't applied myself the way I should be. I haven't been familiarizing myself with that particular topic. Now, not everybody's going to be a Bible scholar that can be chapter, book, and verse that quick, but we ought to have enough knowledge about it. It's in there. Let me find it. It's going to be about in here. That's going to be on us. We have to have that knowledge because we applied ourselves. Knowledge is a big topic in the Bible. We just looked at 2 Peter 3:18, but in those first few verses, how many times was knowledge mentioned just right there? I didn't count them because that just came to me. But as I was reading, I noticed the word knowledge in those first four verses were mentioned several times because it's a big thing. We have to know what God wants us to do. We have to be knowledgeable about the Bible as Christians because we all go through different trials and tribulations and things in our life. But why? Why are we going through those trials and tribulations? Are we just not knowledgeable of what God has to say? I bet you anything in life that we're going through, if we turn to the Bible and dug in the Bible, God would show us why we're going through it. He would show us where we're lacking. Moving on from knowledge, it says temperance. In verse number 6, and it says, and to knowledge, temperance. So what is temperance? Self-control. Temperance is self-control, moderation, self-restraint. Every one of us, I grant you, has something that we just love to do, whether it's our phone, an iPad, things of the world, we just flock to it. We have no self-control to stop, be like, hey, we need to put that aside and get on back on things of God. We have things in our everyday life that take over what we should be focused on as Christians, and we let that take over with no self-control, no restraint. We should have enough self-control about us to be able to put some of that aside and focus on what matters. And then from temperance, patience. I'll tell you right now, that is a virtue that I struggle with. I'm not a patient person. I'm a very I want it now type person. And if we're all honest with each other, we're all going to be in the same boat because the human nature is, this is what I want it now. Right. Instead of waiting on God and knowing what God has to say and waiting in God's time, we want our results now because we are creatures of instant gratification where we can see what's going to happen right there. We don't want to wait on God. We don't want to wait on anything else. This is what I want. I want it now. But sometimes God has other plans. Sometimes God has to pull back the reins and be like, I'll show you the way, but you're going to have to wait on me. You're going to have to be patient on me because I'm the one that's in control, not you. I've been there. Because we're looking at the great Christian virtues. What is the definition? What is a Christian? What is a Christian supposed to be? We're supposed to be Christ-like, right? We're not God. We're not a God. We are supposed to be like God. We're supposed to be God-minded. Moving on from patience goes into godliness. What is godliness? So godliness is the quality, a practice of conforming to God. What do people in our everyday lives see godliness on us? Do they see how we act? I've said it before. It's easy to see godly people inside these four walls, but how is it out there? What are those people seeing? How godly are we? Are we showing other people that's not Christians? From godliness to brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness, we're supposed to be kind to one another. We're all Christians We may not agree with each other on something, but we're supposed to be love and be kind to each other. As long as one don't get out of this book we're going to have that brotherly kindness. We may take and not agree on something, but if we have a meeting of the minds and part ways and we're still friends and we're still brothers in Christ, that's what matters. I don't hold a grudge against anybody for anything. We're going to take and get it fixed. That's what the brotherly kindness is. I'm not going to murmur behind somebody's back. We can get that taken care of and figure out what the problem is. And from brotherly kindness goes to charity. It's the voluntary of giving help. Who are we willing to help with? What are we willing to help with? What are we willing to do? Is it at our own convenience or is it at whenever the time comes? Sometimes you got to be able to put aside what you want to do or what you've got going to go help a brother out. There's been plenty of you in this building right here that's helped me out in a time of need. There's been plenty of you that helped me move across the state and then back across the state. I haven't forgot about it. It's all very appreciative. But out of all that, nobody's ever asked for a dime. What are we willing to do for Christ? What are we willing to do for the church? And what are we willing to do for the brothers of Christ and fellow Christians? And then if we look in verse number, those are the highlights of the great Christian virtues. I told you we're not going to go into detail on each and every one. You can preach a message on each and every one of these virtues and have a full-length message. This is just kind of get our minds going. So we're going to go into verse number 8, and it says, "For these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ." So if we look at that, verse number 8, if these things are in you and you keep these things and these are the virtues that you cherish, whether you've lost sight of them or not, you're not going to be unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ. God will show you some things. You're not going to be barren. There'll always be something there that God will show you. Then in verse number 9, he says, "But he that lacketh these things are blind." There's a lot of people, they claim to be Christians. They don't have any of these virtues. They don't have half of these virtues, much less all of these virtues. Well, they're blind. They can only see what they want to see. They can't see what God wants them to see. They cannot see afar off. And they have forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So that's something that came to me pretty quick whenever I got asked to teach tonight or preach tonight. I was like, what am I lacking? And the great Christian virtues is what came to my mind. And I wanted to cover those topics and get everybody in this church to thinking, what are we missing as a Christian? What are we missing on an individual basis? What have we lost sight of as far as being a virtuous Christian? All right. Brother Joe, you want to dismiss us?